News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a new report published by the Society of Chemical Industry says that washing clothes has become a huge environmental impact, and it urges people to do their laundry less frequently. Taz Kelleher, co-founder of the Useless Project, joins us now. Taz, is the Society of Chemical Industry right? Are we washing our clothes too much?
They are right. We are definitely washing our clothing way, way, way too much. On average, you know, in general, we're washing our clothing way, way, way too much. There are certain items like jeans and woolen things that need to be washed once a year. And I feel like there's a kind of convenience trend that every single time we wash an item of clothing, we chuck it in the laundry basket without actually analysing whether it needs to be washed at all.
Okay, I totally agree with you about jumpers. I don't understand why anyone washes them, and they come out of the wash awful anyway. And like, if you're wearing a t-shirt or something underneath them, they're not getting smelly. Now, jeans. I'm wearing a pair of jeans here. Now, it is a few months since I've washed them, if I'm being totally honest. But a year, is that not a bit long?
Well, do you know what? Like, this is what specialists say. You know, and in line with this report, you know the way washing used to be done. Obviously, it used to be incredibly tedious. It used to be women, for the most part, on these washboards and by riversides. It was so tedious that we washed our clothing so infrequently because it was so tedious. But now it's become so convenient that we kind of just—it's in our minds that we need to wash them all the time, when in actual fact we don't. Like with jeans, you know, there's no reason why we couldn't spot wash them if you get a stain on them. Or, you know, like, use your senses. What about if they get a bit whiffy though? If they're whiffy, I think their permission is there to chuck them in the washing machine. Like, if they are smelly, then I think you have permission to wash them. But a lot of the time, you know, they're not. A lot of the time we are just washing them every single time we wear them because we think that's what we're supposed to do.
Okay. The other thing is, we're talking about washing tumble dryers. I just don't understand the point of tumble dryers myself. Like, they waste loads of electricity. They shrink your clothes. I don't get them. I don't have one. People look at me with two heads when I say we don't have one in our house.
Yeah, it's the thing about tumble dryers, I suppose, with like apartment living and stuff, they've become more popular, but they are incredibly, incredibly energy heavy. I think that they could use in around 3 times the amount of energy per cycle as a washing machine. So they're really, really heavy on electricity and therefore increasing your carbon footprint. So if at all possible, do try to air dry your clothing, you know, inside on like a clothes horse, or ideally outside either. If you can avoid the tumble dryer, it's really impactful to do.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to, well, wash your dirty laundry in public, or not wash your dirty laundry in public. Do you live by what you preach? Do you kind of go, right, jeans once a year, jumpers once a year? Do you actually live by that?
I do. I don't think it's a kind of an all or nothing. You know, it's not a rule that I'm like, oh, I washed my jeans 2 months ago, I can't wash them again. If they need to be washed, I'll wash them. But I think it's really about looking at every single item and questioning whether it actually needs to be washed. If a pair of jeans need to be washed again, wash them. But, you know, don't just wash them for the sake of it because you think that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, sounds like sound advice. Taz Kelleher, co-founder of The Useless Project, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.